So yes, good morning everyone and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I am Reverend Jennifer Speer and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. It is my honor to welcome you. I'm so glad that you came here this morning to share your morning with us and with each other. And so let's start the service by reading our mission statement that's on the front of the bulletin, if you will join me in that. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. So that's what we're doing here is actually we are discovering that presence that lives within us, remembering that presence that lives within us, because when we discover that infinite one, when we discover the presence of love and of peace and of wholeness and of power, it changes us. It changes the way we move out into the world. It changes our conversations. It changes the way we even perceive what's happening out there. So as we know that the great that is always within us, then we are empowered to be a healing presence in the world, to be a beneficial presence in the world. We are empowered to come from love. We are empowered to be the very presence of peace, to stand in our wholeness and in our power so that we can be that beneficial presence in this world. And so I say thank you to each and every single one of you for saying yes to the call of your own spirit, because as you have said yes, not only are you evolving and growing and unfolding, but you are affecting everything around you. And because we are part of this collective consciousness, you are actually affecting the whole. So I thank each and every single one of you for saying yes to this path and this call of your spirit. And so on platform with me today is our practitioner, David Conant. He's going to lead us in an evocation as we begin to evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit and do a contemplative reading for us. And Marianne Lewis is going to lead us in the prayer chant, I open up. The words will be on the wall, so you are welcome to sing along, or if you would rather just to sit and to take those words in. But right now, I allow you to just begin to kind of settle into yourself, that place within you where that stillness of your own being resides at all times, and to allow yourself to just kind of rest there.
Still there. This is a time where we pause our thoughts of things routine in our day so far and recognize our oneness with Spirit, the one source, our source of the intelligent life principle. The signs of our oneness with Spirit are all around us. The joy we experience in the company of good friends. The love we experience with family and with our pets. The creativity we enjoy when we create beauty. A painting, a drawing, a poem, a wildlife photograph, anything of beauty. Our oneness with the wisdom of the one source, when we act with knowledge and direct it into any situation in our lives. Wisdom is an asset and a gift of spirit that is always with us. That same good is present here today in this service. I bless Reverend Jennifer. I bless Marianne. I bless everyone here. And I bless all spiritual paths. And so it is. Good morning. My reading today is from Unlimited Visibility by Stephanie Sorensen. It is difficult for us to rationalize our earthly existence and connect our world of experience with the concept of the allness of perfection and the ever-presence of order and harmony. Because much of what occurs in our life seems far less than good and far from what is orderly and harmonious. Discovering the presence of perfection, right where imperfection seems to be, is like being given a gift. We do not see Spirit, but we can see the result of Spirit. The forms of good which originate in the invisible realm of the all good. When we believe in the positive outcome of events in our life, our mind is open to inner guidance. We are inspired to do whatever it is necessary for us to do, including simply staying calm, centered, and silent. When we believe that Spirit is for us in the events of our life, we see every event as a holy experience. Whatever the event, whatever the circumstance, whatever the relationship, whatever the experience, Spirit, good, wisdom, joy, and fulfillment is at the center core of our life and at the center of everything happening in our life. We are assured of a positive result and the manifestation of good in our life. And so it is.
And so I think that all of us in this room are really committed to walking a spiritual path and to living a spiritual life. And one of the biggest things that supports us in walking a spiritual path and in living a spiritual life is actually having a regular spiritual practice. But having a regular spiritual practice requires dedication and commitment. And I know sometimes we get so caught up in the busyness of our own lives and all of those things that are on our to-do lists, all those things that need to get done, that spiritual practice sometimes can start to feel like an obligation. It can start to feel like it's just one more thing that we need to do that's on our list, like taking out the trash. And when it feels like that, it can feel like a burden. But when we hold that need that we have for spiritual practice as an obligation, then when we don't sit down and do a formal spiritual practice, we can give ourselves a hard time, and we can beat ourselves up, and we can make ourselves wrong and bad. And we all know how effective that is. We all know how effective that is at creating inner peace and creating resilience and creating a space within us so that our own inner beingness can come forward and shine. Isn't that really what the spiritual practice is about? That giving ourselves a hard time does the opposite of what it is that we're actually aiming for. And so when we don't do spiritual practice, though, then what happens, the result is we start to feel overwhelmed by all the craziness that's going on in the world. Overwhelmed maybe even by all the things that we have to do in our lives. We start to feel off-centered and out of sorts. It's easy when we're not doing spiritual practice to actually get caught up in our own fear and to actually let our doubts set down roots and take hold. If we're not doing spiritual practice, it's really easy to forget who we are as spiritual beings and to forget why we're here. And so I think then we need to actually begin with the question, what is the purpose of spiritual practice? You know, and some people might say that the purpose of spiritual practice is to connect you with spirit, to connect you with that infinite one. But the thing is, we're already connected. We're already eternally connected with that infinite presence. We live in it, and it lives in us all of the time. So then I would say the purpose of spiritual practice really is to give us a felt sense of our connection with spirit. A felt sense that that is present with us and in our lives. Ernest Holmes, the founder of this philosophy, said, "God is an infinite presence and an indwelling reality. The silent whisperings of this inner presence comes to each of us as a divine revelation, an inner communion of the individual spirit with the oversoul." Spiritual practice gives us the felt experience of inner communion of our own spirit with that infinite presence, the oversoul. I think spiritual practice reminds us of the truth of oneness. Oneness with the divine, oneness with each other, oneness with the whole of things. Spiritual practice enables us to get past our repetitive, egoic thinking so that instead we have an expanded experience. We experience something that is expansive and that is beyond. We experience the more with a capital M. In spiritual practice, we get to experience spiritual reality. And in deep meditation, which is one of the things that we do in spiritual practice, what happens is the storyteller inside of us recedes to the background so that we can actually hear our own spiritual wisdom, so that we can actually hear our true self, not the fears and the doubts and the worries and the stories, but we can hear that which is the very center of us. And what happens is through the experience of spiritual practice, our perspective changes. We see things differently. We experience ourselves differently when we do spiritual practice. We experience life differently when we do spiritual practice. You know, it's said that the astronauts, after being in outer space and returning to Earth afterwards, they said that they saw the Earth in a whole new way from outer space. That they saw the Earth as fragile and beautiful and a wondrous place. And they report that they never were the same after that. That it changed something inside of them because they now had a different perspective. Spiritual practice gives us a different perspective, and then we are never the same again. And so, as spiritual beings, we want to feel connected. Connected to ourself with a capital S. We want to feel connected to ourselves and who we are in the world. We want to feel connected to life itself. And we want to feel connected to that divine presence. We also want to know and we want to remember the truth of oneness. We want to know and we want to remember that good abounds and that good is the very nature of that one. We want to know that that one that is good itself supports us and carries us and buoys us and leads us and guides us. We want to know that we are supported and that we are sourced at all times. And we want to be love. We want to be that presence of love in the world. And when we know the truth of oneness, when we know that good abounds, when we know that we are sourced at all times, then it's really easy to live from our spiritual nature. Then it's really easy to feel our divine nature and to come from that place within us. And so the title of my talk today is Flip the Switch. And I'm talking about that we are always connected to that divine presence. And that spiritual practice flips the switch so that we know that we are connected. So that we feel like we are connected. So that we experience life as if we are connected. Spiritual practice gives us that felt sense and that deep knowing of being connected to ourselves, being connected to the divine, being connected to the whole of things. Spiritual practice reminds us of the truth of oneness. From that presence, from that knowingness, we experience the world differently. We come to the world differently. So what if then spiritual practice doesn't necessarily mean sitting down for 20 minutes every day and doing meditation and affirmative prayer? Not that doing 20 minutes of meditation and prayer isn't a good thing, because it is a very good thing and it is very beneficial. But what if that's not all that it means? What if spiritual practice instead is doing anything that reminds you of who you are? What if spiritual practice is doing anything that reminds you that you are eternally connected to that infinite creative intelligence and love of the universe? What if spiritual practice were anything that enabled you to remember and to feel and to sense and to know that you are sourced and that you are supported by that one? And that you are here expressing it and being it all the time. What if it were doing anything that enables you to experience oneness, to experience connection, to experience the love that you are? In the book Spiritual RX, Frederick and Mary Brossette said, "We've been using the term path here, and most likely you're imagining it as a road, perhaps a dirt road winding through the countryside that eventually turns into a paved highway or a city street. You may see sharp turns and intersections, roads taken and not taken. Or you may recall the restrictive way religion tends to describe the path, as straight and narrow, or steep and a difficult climb up the mountain. Those attributes may indeed be part of the path of practice, but we don't want to limit it to those images. Think of practice as a very broad boulevard. Although there were places along the way where you can be still and alone, it is also packed with people and beings, animate and inanimate, visible and invisible, of our time and of all times. A far more useful and rewarding approach is to view practice not as an activity we do, but as the path that we travel on this spiritual journey. It is our way of experiencing spiritual reality. Spiritual practice is our way of experiencing spiritual reality. And so there are many things that we can do as spiritual practice in addition to doing meditation and in addition to doing affirmative prayer. Loving others is one of those spiritual practices. This week on my day off, I was out running errands and I had the most amazing day. Everywhere that I went, I had some wonderful conversation, a real conversation with some woman. I went to the bank and I'm standing in line at the bank and the woman that's in front of me comes walking back towards me and I think she wants to get, I know she wants to come talk to me. And she starts telling me how she is from Sri Lanka and the plant that is blooming outside, the jasmine, you've probably seen this, has these red berries on it this time of year, that the children in Sri Lanka pick those and eat them and that they're delicious. That every time she comes to the bank, she goes and picks some. So I go out and pick some berries and eat them. And she comes out and we're talking some more. And she used to work for the government there. She worked at the embassy, the United States Embassy in Sri Lanka, and talked about how beautiful it is there and all of the wildlife. And it was this fabulous connection and conversation. And then I went to Kaiser Pharmacy to pick something up, and the woman behind me starts talking to me about how she had just had teeth pulled, and she's taking antibiotics and about all this stuff, and some other woman who's sitting in a chair waiting for her prescription joins in the conversation, and three of us are talking. Then I go to Home Goods, and I meet this woman, and we start talking about linen. She's wearing a linen dress and how much we love linen. It was like all day long, everywhere that I went, there was heart connection and real conversation, and really being present to the other person, with the other person, seeing them and hearing them, and connecting heart to heart. That is spiritual practice. That enables me to experience my own divine nature, to experience connection, to experience love, to experience oneness, to recognize that we are all part of this whole. And so there's lots of things you can do as spiritual practice. You could set your phone to ring every hour, and when it rings or, you know, beeps, to remind yourself of something. Like, spirit is in me and through me and as me and is me. If you said that to yourself every hour of the day as your day went on, would you not be very different than if you hadn't done that practice? There are times when journaling serves us more than sitting down and trying to meditate. Journaling gives the opportunity for that maniac person that's in your head that keeps talking to actually have a voice and get out there so that it can quiet down so that you can actually hear your own inner wisdom. You can actually hear your true self. Reading things that are inspiring take you to the place of truth that you forget. Unplugging from your life and sitting still is a spiritual practice. Singing can be a spiritual practice. Singing these songs with Marianne today and singing the songs that we sing in here on Sundays, and I know you all have lots of that music on CDs, singing those kinds of songs, I do that and it brings me right back to center and opens me up and helps me remember, oh yes, God is right here. Expressing gratitude, writing down your gratitudes, being in nature, experiencing wonder. The same people, Frederick and Marianne Brusset, on a website called The Path of Practice, say, wonder begins in the senses, comes alive in the imagination, and flourishes in adoration of the divine. It arises from our natural curiosity about the grand adventure of life. It increases our capacity to be a bold inner space tripper and an avid explorer of the physical world. There is no end to the things that can awaken wonder, from the majesty of the night sky to the smell of lilacs in the spring, to the turning of the leaves in the fall. And it's all right here. A feast of epiphanies and astonishments in the daily round of our spiritual lives. The first step in this spiritual practice is the rejoice in the play of your senses. Smell, touch, taste, see, hear. Slow down and tune into the varied world of this and that. You'll never get anywhere with this practice by rushing. The practice of wonder. All of those things enable us to feel connected to life, to feel connected to our own spirit, to feel connected to the divine that is within everything. Howard Thurman said, "I determine to live the outer life in the inner sanctuary." I determine to live the outer life in the inner sanctuary. It's really all about remembering. It's all about remembering. It's about living a life where we remember. It's about living a life in and from the consciousness of oneness with spirit. Spiritual practice means whatever you need to do in order to live from that consciousness of your oneness with spirit, in and through and around and as. Spiritual practice is whatever you need to do to remember that. And so does it require hard work? Does it require commitment and dedication? It doesn't require hard work. It does require some commitment and dedication, though. But I think it mainly requires awareness. It mainly requires awareness of why we are doing the spiritual practice and why it's important to us. Oh yeah, because I want to feel connected to myself. Remembering why it's important to you. And so today for me is day 14 of not eating sugar. I really wanted to eat sugar that first week. And at nighttime, I still really want to eat sugar. But every time that I start having those cravings, and it's funny because you could ask Colleen, boy, I talked about sugar those first couple days. We could eat cookies, we could have cheesecake, we could eat ice cream. But what I do every time that I start doing that is I remind myself of why I'm not eating sugar. I'm not eating sugar because I have pain in my thumb from arthritis in this hand from opening and closing scissors 700 million times. And I hear that not eating sugar will help that pain go away. So I'm doing an experiment. So every time that I want to eat sugar, I remind myself, oh yeah, why am I doing this? And then it's easy to follow through. So I think you have to ask yourself, why am I doing spiritual practice? Oh yeah, I'm doing it to feel connected to the whole of things, to life, to spirit, to my highest self. I'm doing it to remember that I'm sourced all the time. I'm doing it so that I can live from my spirit when I'm out in the world. I'm doing it so I can maintain a sense of peace when the world is crazy around me. And so I ask you, why do spiritual practice? What's in it for you? Do you have an answer? You need to remember why. That's the thing that'll motivate you to do it. And to realize also that it doesn't have to be in this little tiny box and look this certain way. But instead, my invitation is to do something that will meet that need that you're having to experience or feel whatever it is that your spirit is wanting to remember and feel and know. And the personality part of yourself has forgotten and wants to know and to remember and to sense. So my invitation is to do some sort of spiritual practice every single day. To do it several times a day. And to do something that helps you feel that thing that you're wanting to feel. So remember why it is that you're doing it. Remember what your motivation is to do it. Why it's important. And choose something that supports that. And as a result, you will feel connected as you live your life. You will remember the truth of omnipresence, that one infinite life of the divine surrounds you and envelops you and lives in you and as you, and that you can never be separate from that. And so blessings to every single one of you as you walk this spiritual path, a path that lifts you and buoys you and makes you the person that you love to be in this world. So blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so I take my attention right now and just revel in the awareness of the presence of God, the presence of Spirit, that one infinite life whose nature is good itself. For we live in this presence and with this presence, as this presence, in this presence. That everywhere we look, every single thing in this universe is imbued with that life of God, is imbued with intelligence and beauty and magnificence, imbued with creativity, and that one, the essence of it is love. So we literally walk in and as the presence of love. We literally walk in and as the presence of creative intelligence, creativity, goodness, oneness. And so we recognize today that yes, indeed, we are one with this presence, one with each other, one with this thing called life, one with the whole of it, and that it is all God expressing itself. And so today we recognize that we need look no further than right within our own hearts, right within our own spirits. And there we find the infinite itself. There, leading us and guiding us and carrying us, while at the same time going before us and making the way open and plain and smooth. that indeed we are led into a life of goodness. And that this power and this presence and this infinite life is right now pouring itself out as whatever it is that we are requiring in our lives. A boundless good. Good without bound. And so with open hearts and with open minds and with open arms, we receive all that we need. And so I speak this word also right now, not just about us in this room, but I speak this word about every single person on this planet. That infinite one is right where they are. That it is revealing itself within every human heart as guidance, as knowing, as clarity, as perfect decisions, as the way that serves the whole of humanity. For that is the nature of God. That is the voice of God. That is the desire of God, that we all shall flourish, that we all shall blossom, that we all shall live our best lives. And so I know that that one reveals itself also to every single policymaker and every single politician, every decision maker, revealing itself, guiding them, unfolding as the perfect decisions right now. Abundance everywhere. Love everywhere. Good everywhere present. And so I release this prayer into that creative law of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding itself everywhere we look. For today, we have said yes to that, and in our openness, that presence flows into this world in a more grand and complete way. And so with a heart filled with gratitude, I say thank you, life. Thank you, God. And I release this prayer, and I invite you to join me in saying, and so it is.
Okay, it's now time for our affirmation, which is on the insert. If you would join me in saying this.
Spiritual practice consciously connects me to myself, life, and the divine presence. From here, I sense the truth of oneness. I choose some spiritual practice to do daily, and so it is. And so I have a couple of invitations for you. One is last week we started a project, and I think it could probably go on for another week if you forgot this week. We are collecting school supplies for actually one of my clients who works for Little Lake School District for her second grade class. So there's a list on the back table, and it's just a short list of colored construction paper and colored copy paper and just a few different things. So if you would like to bring something, I'll wait another week to give it to her. So if you want to bring something next week, if you didn't do that, remember to do that and take a look at the list on the back. I wanted to just let you know, too, as you noticed, and if you hadn't already heard, they're remodeling the bathrooms here. They're making them ADA compliant, so they're tearing apart walls. They told us that we weren't going to have access to the front door. Today it was all clean in there, so we got to come through the front door. If we can do that, that is what we'll be doing. If not, you can come around through the sidewalk and enter through the patio and come in these doors. Also, there are porta potties out there. You can go out that way, or there's a door that goes through a storage room right here, and they're right outside the door, and there's hand washing stations if you would like to do that. There's no water in the building, so that's what we're doing, is porta potty. There is water in the back and coffee and that kind of stuff. I hope that you will join us for that. This construction, they say, is going to be going on for 4 months. So this is how we're going to be doing things for a little while. I'll let you know, actually, they gave us an option. They said, you know, if you want to, we can move you, but you'll be at a different location every week. And we don't want to do that because it's too hard for people to remember where we are and find us and that stuff. So as long as it's working for us, which we'll see how it goes today, then we're just going to continue to be here and just do that. I don't think so. I don't know. Yeah. So, there is a sign-up sheet in the back if you would like to join one of our teams to bring coffee. What we're doing is someone is taking home the thermos, And we have provided coffee, and you make a pot of coffee and put it in the thermos and then bring it with all the goodies, the stuff that goes with the coffee. So we'd love to have more people participate in that if that's something you're willing to do. Sunday morning greeters to help us set up and break down. We have to hang the chairs back up before we leave. We'd love any of that help if you're willing to help us on that. Also, we'd like you to join our meetup group and to follow us on Facebook as a way to help build. And then so when our talks go out on Facebook, you can share them. They'll show up right in your feed, and you share them, and that's a way of getting the word out to the world. And, oh, this last one, too. This hasn't been on here for a long time. If you are new to us and you are not receiving our emails that go out, if you would write your email address that you would like to receive things on the bottom of this and give it to Ray, who's running the sound, he will make sure that you get on that email blast so that you know what we're doing and the things that are going on here. So that's it for those invitations. The last invitations, we're going to stand and we're going to sing Use Me.